Now, on Monday, an Australian first right here in southeast Queensland, Emmanuel College on the Gold Coast will be helping families who are struggling to find a school where their kids fit in. Why? Because they have autism. While the spectrum is wide, 83% of Australians who have autism are under the age of 25. So finding schools to accommodate and assimilate, it's difficult. It's trying. It's frustrating. But Josiah College, which is part of Emmanuel, their sister school, is set to change all that, and hopefully others will follow. The school's principal, Patrick Innes-Hill, joins me now. Patrick, good afternoon. Why the need?
Good afternoon, Ben. Children with autism come with a whole spectrum of different abilities and sometimes difficulties. Some of those children thrive in mainstream schools. Some thrive in the more traditional special schools. But a number, some statistics would say up to 20%, actually struggle to fit into either of those environments. And so we've developed Josiah College to fit that, if you like, that niche which is specifically for those with difficulties with education that result from their autism.
All right, well, talk me through some of those niche aspects.
So maybe the obvious one to begin with is that a lot of people with autism really struggle with social interaction. And if you think about a normal mainstream school, if you think about a classroom of 25 to 30 children, that's a lot of social interaction. So for those children with autism in that class, that's a huge amount to struggle with. Mm. So at Josiah, we're operating with classes of about 8 children. The other major element is that a lot of children with autism really struggle with sensory distraction. For a child with autism, the flickering light, the humming air conditioner, can not just be an irritant, but it can be actually can cause a great deal of stress because it's like having your attention constantly pulled away from what you want to concentrate on. Because we've had the opportunity to build the school literally and metaphorically from the ground up, we've been able to say, well, the light fittings are going to be light fittings which don't flicker. We've sourced air conditioners which are as close to silent as we can get. Air conditioners move air; they're not completely silent, but they're. You know, we've treated the rooms in such a way that extraneous noise is excluded, and the echo that for a neurotypical person you don't even notice, but the echo which is there is cut down to a minimum, much as you would in a radio studio, actually.
Right. So all these things you don't think about.
The things that as a neurotypical person you wouldn't give a second thought to, but for a child with autism whose senses are that much more acute. These are massive distractions, massive stressors.
What about teaching? I imagine there'd be a lot of effort or difference in not only the teachers you would have there, but also the curriculum.
Yes and no.
Okay.
Yeah, the teachers are all specialist teachers. They've all come from a special education background. They've all got a massive amount of experience working with people with autism and a real passion for the needs of people with autism and for the gifts that people with autism bring. So the teachers and their style of teaching is different. It's often a lot calmer, a lot more routine. If you think to the sort of the neurotypical school and the exciting teacher who, you know, enlivens the class, actually that can be quite confusing for a child with autism. So, yeah, the style of teaching is definitely different. The other thing is, children with autism don't come in a neat package. They're not all identical.
Mm.
So these are teachers who are highly skilled at individualizing learning and personalizing learning. So just a quick example, if it's a math lesson and one of the kids in the class has a really deep interest in, say, construction work, then maybe the examples for that child will all come from construction work. So the child can lock their interest into the maths. So in that sense, yes, the teaching is very different. But in terms of curriculum, one of the things we're able to do because we are an autism-friendly school rather than a more general special school is we are following the Australian curriculum, but adapted so that it works with children with autism. So in one sense, the curriculum is exactly the same as in a mainstream school, but we might use different examples or we might use different assessment pieces so that kids with autism can lock their interests. And lots of kids with autism have really passionate interests about a particular thing. They can lock those interests into the curriculum.
And Patrick, I can imagine this would be changing lives for people listening right now. They go, this is what we need. This could be a godsend. Are you hoping that other schools, other colleges will follow this lead?
Oh, that would be a dream come true, yes. I mean, it's, you know, It's hard. I was going to say it's hard work, actually. No, it's not been hard work. It's been incredibly rewarding work, which requires a lot of time. So, you know, other schools and colleges may look on and go, yeah, that's tough. But the reward that comes from it for us as educators is enormous, and the need is there. You know, one of the features of any autism-friendly school is that it's always going to be small because the children have social interaction challenges. So you don't want a huge school. So the more schools that can set up their own sister schools that can offer this, the better. Yeah, that would be a dream come true.
All right, small kids start Monday. How many are starting and in what grades?
So we're starting with 16 kids, grades 2 to 5. There's a bit of blending between the grades because some of these children, in fact, most of these children have had to miss out on quite a lot of education because it's just too difficult for them to fit in. So there's a bit of blending there. So it's grades 2 and 3 in one class, grades 4 and 5 in the second class, 16 of them. They actually came in for a sort of sneaky look yesterday, and it was just wonderful to see them and how much they immediately settled into what's going to be their new home, which is brilliant. And then next year, another 16 children as we expand year by year up to our maximum, which will be up to grade 10.
Great. Well, Patrick, hard work, yes, but rewarding work, and we wish you all the best for it, and hopefully others do follow, mate. Thanks for your time this afternoon. Good luck Monday.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Josiah College Principal Patrick Innes-Hill, Monday they start, a game changer in Australian firsts here in the southeast.